Dear precious hearts of Detroit, once again, throughout the ethers, sounds the cosmic command for God's victory to appear. And so shall it be for each of you in each one of your own life streams. Shall that same sound and command go forth? Now we are going to release to you, precious ones, a call that shall begin to illumine the atmosphere about you, provided your harmony is maintained without interruption and your attention goes to the presence and holds you close enough within its own vibratory action and purity and victory of its love to keep closed out the outer world's vibratory action until this can be accomplished. I want to congratulate you, precious ones of Detroit, your blessed Paul, and all who have assisted him in every way, for your steadfastness to this light and your intense, sincere truth and purity. Go on, my brave ones. There's nothing too high for you to attain, and you might just as well scale the heights of eternal purity now and become aware of the secret powers of the Great Command. The secret powers of all the great God manifestations in the universe, and draw that power back into the use of the outer self, and go forward, making conditions of the outer world understand that from the heights of cosmic purity come the powers that are the dominion over all physical conditions in this world. The human will only disturb you as long as it can gain your attention. And the moment you withdraw the energy of your life through your attention away from the human conditions of the outer world's disturbing action, and compel that power to go back to the present where it belongs, and there receive its next expanding flame to again come forth to bless you. Mankind do not understand how much energy they have fed into the conditions of the physical world that have become their limitation. And it is but a continual withdrawing of the energy you have given in the past to the acceptance of human problems that sustains those human problems longer. If you have made the mistake of turning your attention to something human, and have created discord and limitation, well, there isn't a thing in this universe that can prevent you turning to that whole condition and saying, well, if I did give you my life, I now withdraw it, since I am its authority. And you cease to be, because my life goes back from whence it came, to receive the next wave of its power of perfection. And coming forth through me again, I command it into different channels, this time to produce the perfection that raises all into the ascension. Now you have but to maintain this, and you extract, so to speak, the life from human problems and human limitation. And as soon as you take your authority over the energy of your own life, ask the violet flame to purify it and send it back to the presence to receive its next amplifying wave of the sacred fire to come into outer action and produce perfection for you, well, you will find it obedient. You found it very obedient, didn't you? when you qualified with something disturbing? I think so. Otherwise, you wouldn't have your problem. The very fact that problems exist proves that that energy was obedient to your quality and your direction. And the moment you choose to withdraw your life and send it back to receive its next wave of perfection from the presence, and draw forth another flame of the glory of its love and the power of its beauty and the peace of its purity, you can produce over here a divine manifestation that will just as surely lift you into happiness as the disturbing one tried to hold you in distress. Now we're going to enter in tonight, precious one, to an understanding of what the race acceptance of mankind has been in misusing this energy through the past and believing that something that has already been created and that is affecting the mass has to touch you, because it does not. The authority of your life stream is your own precious, mighty I Am presence. It gives you its life every moment, does it not? Well, it gave you its life to produce the perfection of its divine plan to keep you happy. Now, it gave you its life and it gave you its love to make you happy. And like little children, you took it and experimented out here with something that wasn't happiness. Now it is calling you home into the happiness of its perfection. And I'm going to take you tonight into a use of the secret powers of the unfed flame. As far as that's concerned, it can be applied to any activity of the sacred fire that you desire. The mass of mankind, through long centuries of accumulated discord, have come to believe that they cannot have the good things of this world or do the things that the impulses of their hearts desire to do to produce perfection in the physical octave without money. Now that's a mistake. Don't give money the power. Now the mighty Saint Germain has told you this ever since those discourses were dictated. Put the power, which is the energy of your life, back with your presence, and then demand whatever activity of the sacred fire is necessary to produce the perfection you desire, because all manifestation of perfection has got to come forth by the use of the love of the sacred fire. And therefore, unless you use it, you won't have its perfection. Now then, I'm going to tell you a lot of wonderful, encouraging things. And if the student body would like one voice, so to speak, stand together, and by the invincible authority of the victory of the love of the sacred fire, demand their invincible freedom from all race consciousness of imperfection, then, my dear ones, you would move forward doing the things or producing conditions that the outer world thinks miraculous, and yet they are just the natural conditions that your life was meant to experience all the time to keep you happy. Now, please use this as your standard of measurement. Whatever produces the perfection of life and sustains it in ever-expanding power and victory must be pure and must be harmonious, must be happy. The sun, the mighty Helios, who gives you the blessing of his sacred fire to the earth, has no worries. He doesn't have to gratify the selfish calls of the public utilities before he can light your homes or before he can give you the sunlight for the day, does he? Isn't there plenty of light in this universe without your public utilities? You see, your public utilities are dependent on the light, not the light on them. Now, please get this tonight, because if you do, you're free from the interference with the money, so-called money powers and money conditions of the limitations of this world. You'll be free from the claws of the money beast. No intent to do that. And I refer to that always. When I say the money beast, I mean all destructive use of money or any other means of wealth. If the whole student body would daily take the command, I'm going to give you a secret, but I won't tell you what the secret is, except you use the application that I reveal. Then the secret reveals itself to those who make the effort to use it. Use the law. But if you were to demand by the authority and secret power of the great command whatever is necessary in your outer use to make and keep you invincibly free from, eternally independent of, and forever untouched by the money beast and all its claws, and the so-called money power and powers and limitations of the physical world, and you were to demand that by the great cosmic unfed flame of love supreme, in the obedience of the ascended master's cosmic victory, I think they will call you all the magic press. You will be magicians, so-called, to the outer world. But that's the power of the magic presence, the mighty I Am. I suppose you all want a copy of that decree right away, don't you? I trust you shall have it. You see, I must remind you, precious ones, that your own life and the ascended master's life, the cosmic being's life, and the life of the angelic host and all who govern the sacred fire to this earth have millions of ways and means of producing what you require to fulfill the great cosmic divine plan of happiness, as God is happy, and give you those conditions in this world without a dime. You say, oh yes, but we still have to pay bills. If you just knew how easily love could pay those bills. In the first place, you know, we don't have any bills in the Ascended Master's octave. Isn't that wonderful? We're not harassed every day by this, that, and the other demand. Instead of that, we harass the destructive forces. We just turn the tables on them. And I'm trying to educate you to do that tonight, because it's just an old race acceptance of fear that the sinister force has imposed on mankind century after century till it has built such a pile. And such an accumulation of the discord and the misery and the lack produced by fear alone. And when you know how they have used your mistakes of the past to try to keep you from your victory and freedom of the future, you will arise as one man and shatter for eternity the race consciousness of selfishness. So it is. Now you take your stand, no matter what the apparent world constantly prods at you. You turn and face that presence and say, here is everything you have given me. Take it and let your cosmic work go on and make me the victory of your secret powers of the great clan and produce any time, instantly at my command, whatever fulfills the divine plan of the mighty Saint Germain in the most wonderful way he desires. And just as surely as you sit in these seats tonight, will you become the natural user of that power, which tonight you do not even know exists, except as you hear my words. Now, my dear ones, if you demand, oh, there are so many things I could tell you tonight. If you would make this same demand by the secret powers of the purity of the great command and those activities of the sacred fire that always produce perfection. And what's more, sustain that perfection in conscious victory, ever expanding. Why, there is no other power to sustain perfection but the purity of God's love. Purity and love are the secrets of the great command. He who understands that command then as God, the mighty I am. Now, if you like, we will call this class tonight Instruction for Magicians. Private to those who give the presence off. Let us have the most glorious victory your hearts could desire. How could your hearts desire a glorious victory if the life within you didn't have the power of its fulfillment? Why, it would be a travesty upon all of creation. I am dynamic on this subject tonight because the student body, if they will take their stand to absolutely demand the power and the victory of perfection by the secret authority and power of the great command, and of every ascended master activity of the sacred fire required to force it into the physical world, to render its service to the mighty Saint Germain to fulfill his divine plan, his way, you will find legions of ascended master friends of the light can do for you, and your own presence will do through you that which mankind will not or cannot do for you. Now, God's almighty universe and the perfection and authority of the light's perfection, of its own divine plan's expanding power, is not dependent on the whim and the so-called authority or will of individuals who think they can make mankind their slaves to depravity. Now take me in my word tonight, and I'll show you. You demand whatever is required to fulfill Nature-Man's divine plan in the most gloriously joyous, victorious way. Demand your happiness by the authority and power of the great you am, by the authority and purity of the sacred love of the sacred fire. Demand what you will in those two conditions, and my dear ones, the sinister force has got to receive. They are not authority over God. They can deny God all they want to, but they don't take energy out of the universe, neither do they take its law of action in vibratory power from creation. It is but the prattle of silly children. Is anything the sinister force hates so in all creation as to be considered unimportant and helpless? And you see, we used to use some of these phrases ourselves. Personally, I still like them. The master uses quite a lot. But there isn't anything makes the sinister force so wild as to say, "Or scram! You haven't any power. Get out of here." And then laugh at it. The moment you laugh at a thing, first of all, it's a shock to it, because it can't scare you. And that makes it recede and begin to loosen its hold. And the moment it cannot make you fear, you are its master. It knows it cannot whip you in the line except through fear. Therefore, if the student body will just, in the joyous anticipation of using the power of the great command to fulfill the mighty Saint Germain's divine plan his way, as surely as I speak these words through this messenger, will you find thousands of ways of doing things that have never been done in the physical world in that way before. You see, Mr. Tucker tried some of it too, and they don't like his new ideas, that's all. But they can't take new ideas out of the universe. Isn't that wonderful? They think they can. It's all silly nonsense of the human that opposes itself to the great forward expanding power of the perfecting divine plan of creation. Now you do this. Do not criticize, blame, or condemn anybody for not knowing this law. Do not fight or oppose viciousness, because the same law is acting in some channels in energy, whether you use it for right or wrong. Very vicious, depraved forces know many things that they can do that you don't know at all, because you have turned your back away from those activities. And so, your mighty I Am presence and ourselves and all the great cosmic God beings of creation know many ways of producing perfection that they don't know. So a turnabout's fair play. I'm trying to show you a new schoolroom of existence. Their main weapon is irritation and hate and fear. So if you just are no part of that, but you turn and you demand, because the demand must go forth in order to set the vibration in the atmosphere about you that starts the manifestation into condensation into the physical octave. It begins to lower it the minute you make the demand. But if you demand these things be drawn into your world to fulfill the mighty Saint Germain's divine plan his way, by those secret powers of the great command that always produce the most astounding, irresistible joy which compels a victory, because the joy concentrates the energy very rapidly. When you're joyous about a thing, there's no resistance. And we have told you before, joy is the great motor of existence. In other words, joy is the condensing of the energy into the thing that you enjoy. And the more you love something, the more you enjoy it. The more you love to play your music, the more you enjoy it. The more you love to create beauty, the more you enjoy it. Therefore, if you will love to keep yourself harmonious, and you love to give obedience to your presence, the more of its powers will automatically flow forth through you to accomplish your every heart's desire. Now then, once you know the truth of this law, then it becomes your obligation to use it. Because if you don't use it, it passes from your mind. You forget it, don't you? Of course you do. You get so busy trying to solve problems, you have forgotten that the presence is standing back there, smiling at you, waiting with the things in its hands to give you when you quit looking away from it. Now I want to free you from the race acceptance of the authority and the power of the so-called money of this world. Money is nothing but substance. It should be purified and used to hold balance. But if it is used to throw things out of balance by producing fear in people if they don't have it, then how can the name of God, can God set you free? Now then, if you will call for the secret power of illumination of the great command, you will see the reason for many of these things just in a flash. And the moment you understand them, well, then you will move into action and boom down. Just boom down. I like that phrase too. Boom down. And if you like to combine those two phrases, you can say, scram, I'm going to mow you down. And it'll get going in some other direction. Run them into the violent flame. I defy you to use our authority and power of the victory of the great command, the authority and purity and love of the great command. That simply says to human creation, I command you to cease to be, because my life is going back to my presence that gave it to me. It didn't give it to you. I gave it to you. That's my mistake. The outer it is. Now I command my life away from you to go to my presence that gave it to me, because my presence wants me to be free. That's your only victory. Now, precious one, you must be happy from tonight. And the moment problems prod you, you can, instead of fearing them and becoming depressed, just say to your presence, well, I must be making progress, because when they're after me this hard, I must be going to pretty nearly get my victory. So you'll shake hands with it, and when you do that, you'll take your thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, when you have a sense of enjoyment about taking your whole life away from problems and things that have disturbed you, there won't be any more fight. You'll be able to hold your harmony uninterrupted. And then you'll realize your mastery is near at hand. And after all, If your problem, because they get too hot, compel you to go back where it's cool with your presence, after all, they're your friends. The minute you can transmute them and call them your friends, the battle's over. All is quiet on the Potomac. So tonight, precious ones, I'm letting you in to the secrets of the joy of creation. And you must become oh so happy that the world will stand aghast at how you do it. And if they get curious enough, we'll show them. You know, that old curiosity. Saint Germain once said, when the sinister forest turns its attention to me, it's going to get the light of freedom. When they reach their claws into the assets of my world, they take the substance of my light into themselves, and it must annihilate their darkness. So when they think they're going to interfere with me, they're going to be compelled to get free. Oh, there are many actions of the cosmic law. I will teach them many things as time goes on. Their human creation may come and go, but the light goes on forever. And God's life and God's light and God's happiness of the love and purity of the great command, my dear ones, are that presence, perfection in action, wherever you acknowledge it. So, don't weep on somebody's shoulder because you're a problem. Say, my life belongs to my presence, and I must take it away from you. Then if you seem to have a struggle, say to your presence, my mighty I'm presence, I need your hand too. Let's pull your life away from that thing. And now I give it back to you. Purify it, let us go forward, and the happy victorious accomplishment of your divine plan fulfilled, whether it be for the nation or all mankind or for your own individual self. So hereafter, precious ones, let us take the fear out of problems. And don't shirk responsibility. That's the only way you ever get your life to expand. Why, if you don't take responsibility, you don't grow, that's all. One of the students once said, you're just a vegetable walking around. And it won't even grow. If you don't take responsibility, the best people in the world are the ones that carry the greatest responsibility. And you're the best people in the world. You know you are. And I know you are. So from tonight, let us go forward and demand the victory and the joy of using all the secret powers of the great command. You'll have illumination. You'll have the memory of things that you have done perfectly in the past. But they've crowded back and you've forgotten them because you didn't use them. Didn't you forget your presence because you didn't use its authority? Until the beloved Saint Germain brought this knowledge forth, and yet in 6 golden ages before your present embodiment, in every golden age you have the knowledge of the presence, and you forgot it. Because knowledge unused passes from the mind. The outer pulls on your attention so they won't let you have time to think about it. But those powers that you have once used are stored in the causal body the circle of colors around the upper figure in the chart. They are all stored there. And now, as you demand in your outer use the victory of the all the secret powers of the great command, drawn forth to fulfill Saint Germain's divine plan his way, well then, as you give the rest of mankind freedom and happiness and victory, you must have your own. Then will life give you its greater secret. Then will you have that which only that which is above you and greater than this outer self can give you, because the world cannot give it to you. The world has given you its race consciousness of fear and of the so-called money authority of this world. Precious ones, there isn't a thing on the planet would so disconcert the money interests of this world as to suddenly puncture the bubble of their authority and let the people get along without money. You'll soon show them whether God's power is greater than theirs or whether a God exists or not. They're not so very far away from the information right now. It just happened. They're going. We sometimes really have such a good time laughing at them. Because they're very soon going to strike in to an action of energy that compels them to see us and watch us operate the law that makes them give in. And it'll be a rude awakening, but one that's very healthy for them. So education must come. It's the law of expansion of the universe when it is the education produced by light. And that light is the happiness and the love of the presence. Your love and happiness poured back to the presence. It gives you another wave of its light to do the things that produce perfection out here. And then you go back. Every time you look at the presence again, you send it back your love and your light, then it gives you more happiness out here. So you can create with greater beauty and freedom and perfection. So tonight, in the great joy that lies within the light, comes to you the ways and the means to fulfill the great God plan of perfection, the ascended master's way. Dear hearts, you have tried every conceivable idea that ever came to the mind of man to try to solve problems in the physical world. And this hour, the world has more problems than it's ever had in any age. It knows less how to handle them outside of the I Am student body. The student body are the only ones through this call to the presence that can possibly solve problems, as God solves them and therefore dissolves them. No use in solving problems. You've solved them for century after century in the past. Let us get to the place where you don't have problems. You can go on and have magnificent cosmic joy and happiness in the great perfection of creation. But you don't have any problems. Problems are limitations and worries. And you don't have any right to have it either. Tell them to scram. You're going to boom down. I gave you the way and means tonight. And if you just try me out, I'd be closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. And there won't be any more veils between thee and me. Let us go forward, precious ones, like happy, carefree children, determined to produce perfection, but producing it God's way instead of the way of struggle. Now, you have had more joy in this activity, precious one, than most of the rest of mankind put together. Because temporary sensation isn't joy. And what you have done in this service of the light is the expansion of your own light for all eternity. And you can't take that out of the universe. So tonight, in the great enjoyment of giving that loving, willing obedience to the presence, by calling the secrets and the powers of the great command into the physical octave, in that great obedience comes a harmony that you can maintain without interruption. Now, don't accept any of the silly nonsense by anybody in this world that ever tells you it's impossible to produce perfection in this world, and while this is the ideal of life, yet it isn't possible to accomplish it in this world. It is true. Jesus did it. Every ascended master has done it. And there are thousands and thousands of them that did it in this world. And what mankind has done, mankind can do again. So, precious one, we might have been a long time between visits, but our love and our light and our assistance to you has never been away from you one instant, not one heartbeat. So when you demand or command, whatever your heart desires is brought into your experience world by the great secret power of the love of the great command. The love in the great command. Precious one, you will never have another disappointment. You'll never have another limitation. And your problems will fade out like mist before the morning sun. And oh, there's so much to enjoy. There's so much that you don't know about. Why, it's like a regular exploration tour. You're going to go places where you'll see things you've never seen before, but they'll all be worth seeing. Now, when you get back, you'll remember the education and you will use it for eternity. You must stir the ethers into action by your command or your demand. Then you must acknowledge, I am this perfection in outer manifestation that fulfills the great divine plan, the ascended master's way. And I refuse all other ways and means of being tempted to fulfill the great plan of life. Now call this forth for your music. Call it forth for your perfect I am miracle temple here. You know we've been giving these miracle decrees. Well, let's have them fulfilled in outer manifestation. Why, the world's full of miracles all the time. And you haven't seen anything yet. You can see miracles until mankind just don't know what it's all about. But let me warn you, they will certainly seek you out when you produce the manifestations, because they want to find out your secret. And if they don't give obedience, they can't find it. So you who are willing to give obedience shall have it. And since that is my great joy of life, to help people give the obedience that brings them joy, well, we should be a very marvelous combination. We should be a very royal company. And now take your responsibilities graciously and joyously and fearlessly, because you have a royal beginning. Be sure it's a royal ending. And this is the way by which every desire of your heart can be fulfilled to bless all that you contact without limit. And all that you ever talk about or do in the physical octave will be concerned with the presence, the ascended host, our perfection, and the great, divine, perfect way of doing all things. So come with us tonight. Enter into the great joy of existence and demand your invincible freedom and demand the secret power of love's victory, of the great command that makes and keeps you invincibly free from, eternally independent of, and wholly untouched by the money beast and its claws and all intended through it, the also called money, power and powers and limitations of this physical octave. You are rising into the vibratory action of the octave of light, and you must become a river of its energy pouring out its mighty authority and power everywhere imperfection seems to be. And this will take out the feeling of fight and struggle and resistance and discord. It is a great purifying power of the universe, and purity is what mankind must have if they are going to have any longer the great blessing from those beings that are greater than themselves. So tonight, I clothe you in the mantle of my loving obedience to the presence. And within that mantle are the secret powers that love alone can bestow. I'm the secret power and victory of the great command. Stands beside you and whispers into your ear, my constant reminder for you to command victory. In the fullness of that love that contains all things, it is the great magic wand of power and is the continual outflowing of the light from your presence. May you enter into it tonight as I wrap its flame about you to keep you reminded of all that it wants you to have, to make you the happiness you have always craved, and let you become the mastery of life's perfection that gives to others as the sun gives its light to you. And you go forward in the world, but not out of it, but master over the discord of human shadows that are no more than a rate of vibration that you can cancel out as easily as you can a radio program. Now we've taken out the importance out of your feelings of these disturbing things tonight. While you have listened to our words, we have been like a moving van, taking away the things that have been in the attic a long time and covered with a lot of dirt, which must be consumed. We have taken vanload after vanload away tonight. Because when I can remove your fear and put happiness and obedience in its place, my dear ones, the angels sing on the great God plan of perfection, claims you into its heart and clothes you with its power of mastery, and you go forward. The dominion and victory of life that the great cosmic law of the cosmic Christ has always commanded you to outpicture in everything. Your ascension is complete. So, precious ones, as we spend these 4 days together, let us demand that they are the victory of the mightiest happiness we have ever known, greater than all that's gone before put together. And it's ours for eternity. And it is boundless. And therefore we can give it to others without reservation. And the great cosmic law's expanding perfection goes on in its cosmic action of eternal, invincible, gloriously joyous freedom. Thank you. Precious ones of Detroit, with all our heart's love for your victory, and now that victory must come back and flood its blessings to you for eternity. Nobody can take away from you tonight what I've given you. That's yours forever. And if you don't mind, I'll prod you to remember it till you use all other time. Love eternal holds command, and love's obedience.